Chapter 1. Nobody came to my 7th birthday party. There was a table laid with jellies and trifles with a party hat beside each place, and a birthday cake with 7 candles on it in the center of the table. The cake had a book drawn on it, in icing. My mother, who had organized the party, told me that the lady at the bakery said that they had never put a book on a birthday cake before, and that mostly for boys it was footballs or spaceships. I was their first book. When it became obvious that nobody was coming, my mother lit the 7 candles on the cake and I blew them out. I ate a slice of the cake, as did my little sister and one of her friends, both of them attending the party as observers, not participants, before they fled, giggling, to the garden. Party games had been prepared by my mother, but because nobody was there, not even my sister, none of the party games were played, and I unwrapped the newspaper around the Pass the Parcel gift myself, revealing a blue plastic Batman figure. I was sad that nobody had come to my party, but happy that I had a Batman figure, and there was a birthday present waiting to be read, a boxed set of the Narnia books, which I took upstairs. I lay on the bed and lost myself in the stories. I liked that. Books were safer than other people anyway. My parents had also given me a Best of Gilbert and Sullivan LP to add to the 2 that I already had. I'd loved Gilbert and Sullivan since I was 3, when my father's youngest sister, my aunt, took me to see Iolanthe, a play filled with lords and fairies. I found the existence and nature of the fairies easier to understand than that of the lords. My aunt had died soon after, of pneumonia, in the hospital. That evening my father arrived home from work, and he brought a cardboard box with him. In the cardboard box was a soft-haired black kitten of uncertain gender, whom I immediately named Fluffy, and which I loved utterly and wholeheartedly. Fluffy slept on my bed at night. I talked to it sometimes when my little sister was not around, half expecting it to answer in a human tongue. It never did. I did not mind. The kitten was affectionate and interested and a good companion for someone whose 7th birthday party had consisted of a table with iced biscuits and a blancmange and cake and 15 empty folding chairs. I do not remember ever asking any of the other children in my class at school why they had not come to my party. I did not need to ask them. They were not my friends, after all. They were just the people I went to school with. I made friends slowly when I made them. I had books, and now I had my kitten. We would be like Dick Whittington and his cat, I knew, or if Fluffy proved particularly intelligent, we would be the miller's son and Puss in Boots. The kitten slept on my pillow, and it even waited for me to come home from school, sitting on the driveway in front of my house by the fence, until a month later it was run over by the taxi that brought the opal miner to stay at my house. I was not there when it happened. I got home from school that day, and my kitten was not waiting to meet me. In the kitchen was a tall, rangy man with tanned skin and a checked shirt. He was drinking coffee at the kitchen table. I could smell it. In those days, all coffee was instant coffee, a bitter dark brown powder that came out of a jar. "I'm afraid I had a little accident arriving here," he told me cheerfully, "but not to worry." His accent was clipped, unfamiliar. It was the first South African accent I had heard. He, too, had a cardboard box on the table in front of him. "The black kitten, was he yours?" he asked. "It's called Fluffy," I said. "Yeah, like I said, accident coming here. Not to worry. Disposed of the corpse. Don't have to trouble yourself. Dealt with the matter. Open the box."
"What?"
He pointed to the box. "Open it," he said. The opal miner was a tall man. He wore jeans and checked shirts every time I saw him, except the last. He had a thick chain of pale gold around his neck. That was gone the last time I saw him, too. I did not want to open his box. I wanted to go off on my own. I wanted to cry for my kitten, but I could not do that if anyone else was there and watching me. I wanted to mourn. I wanted to bury my friend at the bottom of the garden, past the green grass fairy ring, into the rhododendron bush cave, back past the heap of grass cuttings, where nobody ever went but me.